Exercise 2, page 94. You will hear part of a talk given by a curator at an art gallery. Answer all the questions below by marking the correct box with a tick.
My name is Bob Stevens, and I'm the senior curator here at the Rampart Art Gallery. Welcome. Now, before you start your training, I just wanted to give you a little information about the setup here and give you a few pointers about what we're expecting from you. In case you didn't know, all the works of art in the gallery are produced by local artists. So, if anyone asks, we don't feature anything from outside the country, except at the till where we have some books about art in general. On that note, while you're working, you will no doubt be confronted with questions from the public. If you don't know the answer, don't guess. Point them in the direction of me or the assistant curator. Having said that, if you do receive a question that you don't know the answer to, please speak to us after the customer has gone for us to give you information so you'll be prepared for the next time. All of the artwork that's on display is for sale, and as such, each piece is subject to copyright. It's for this reason that we do not allow any photography, even if it's taken without a flash. Customers can purchase postcard-sized replicas of the paintings instead.
Sorry to interrupt, but what if a member of the public is using their mobile phone to take pictures?
It doesn't matter how they're taking them, it's not allowed. There are signs around the gallery, but people sometimes either don't notice them or disregard them. If you do catch someone, you just have to politely point this fact out to them, and 9 times out of 10 they won't cause a problem.
What about that 1 in 10?
We do get the odd visitor who might claim they're talking on their phone when they're clearly taking pictures, but if they ignore your warnings and you have any problems, again, point them in my direction. Another thing you have to watch out for is people touching the pictures. We don't allow that either. You need to be especially vigilant when there are children in the gallery. We had one incident in the past where the mother of a small boy was not paying attention to him, even after being repeatedly asked to, and while the guard was distracted by another customer, the child defaced one of the paintings.
What happened?
Well, our policy here is, you break it, you bought it, so the lady in question had to part with the cost of the painting. Needless to say, she wasn't pleased. Another incident involved a young boy who was clearly bored and not happy about being in the gallery, leaning on the head of a statue only for the head to fall off. Luckily, we were able to reattach the head, so no real harm was done, but I don't think he'll ever touch an exhibit again because he went bright red and everyone turned and saw what had happened.